It's time for our weekly review of state news. Candidates vying for House Speaker Paul Ryan's seat were arrested earlier this week at a protest. The European Union is threatening to put new tariffs on some iconic Wisconsin products, and a Nina couple says they were scammed after investing in a retail franchise. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. Is it Friday already? Are we sure?
It's Friday, and we're getting ready to turn our clocks forward this weekend, Rob. You have that on your calendar?
All right. I'm on it. Okay. No, but you know what? You're right.
Spring forward. Well, now, earlier, let's start in Racine, Rob. Earlier this week, Kathy Myers and Randy Bryce, these are the two Democratic challengers. They're in a primary looking to run against Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan. They were arrested at a protest in Racine. What was the demonstration about, first of all?
So they were part of a protest outside the office of House Speaker Paul Ryan to protest congressional inaction on the DREAM Act, which is the policy by which the idea is immigrants who came to the United States as children and who meet a bunch of requirements would not be deported and could eventually become citizens. So Congress has not passed or taken up the DREAM Act, and so this is a protest against that.
And what led to the arrests of, among others, these two congressional candidates?
Sure. Well, I mean, they were intentionally being arrested. This was a sit-in. Randy Bryce, as a communications person, people with the Myers campaign, they considered this a form of civil disobedience and a way of calling attention to this issue that they think is important.
And they, Bryce and Myers, have been released from custody. What do you think these arrests do for this ongoing campaign?
Well, I mean, part of running a campaign, any campaign, is getting attention, right? So to the extent that it generates news coverage and discussions like the one we're having, I think that it's it is serving its purpose as a campaign issue. There is the issue of the DREAM Act or the policy that under the Obama administration was known as DACA of not deporting these individuals is really a motivating issue among the Democratic base for certain. And that's why these two candidates, State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa and some others, were getting involved in this to sort of show solidarity with the activists on this issue.
Have we seen much in the way of reaction from the events this week?
Well, if you're somebody who is opposes the DREAM Act, this is a stunt. Right. I mean, maybe it's a stunt, even if you're somebody who favors the DREAM Act. But I mean, the point here and their point really is to tie Paul Ryan to this. I mean, the DREAM Act is something that Donald Trump, President Trump, has said he supported. And at various times, there's been a lot of conversation about a bipartisan deal that could allow this bill to pass. And then it's been scuttled by the Trump administration at various sort of key moments. But the thing to understand is that as Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan could bring this to a vote any time, and so that's sort of the point that they're making is that Ryan does have the ability to move this issue forward, and he hasn't done it.
Another national story with echoes here in Wisconsin, Rob. President Trump signed an order to put tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. He's excluding at least temporarily Canada and Mexico now in some of the latest news. The European Union, though, is talking about retaliation, and some Wisconsin products could be on the list. What kind of products could be affected?
Right. Well, the first, among the first products announced were Harley-Davidson's, obviously a major Wisconsin employer. And then on Wednesday, a trade commissioner with the European Union issued some other products that are under consideration for new tariffs, sort of retaliatory tariffs including peanut butter, but also cranberries, which is a large Wisconsin industry.
Right. If you talk about Wisconsin products after you hit the cheese and beer, I think Harley-Davidson's are probably next, and cranberries are going to be in the top 5 or 10 list anybody comes up with. Let's dig into Harley-Davidson a little more. I understand foreign markets are becoming more important for them. So what's happening in the U.S. that can make export tariffs hurt them even more?
Right. Well, Harley-Davidson is, for one thing, uses steel to produce its products, so potentially is among the industries that could lose out in the Trump administration tariffs if steel becomes more expensive. But more importantly, much more importantly, is Harley-Davidson is a beleaguered company. There are fewer people buying Harley-Davidson motorcycles by the year. They've been in decline. They've closed some large plants in Wisconsin and around the globe. A very large part, and the major part of their business that is increasing, is in Asia. So they require that market, the Chinese market, for their sort of overall outlook. So yes, this that is less the case about the EU, by the way. But this is sort of the whole discussion about these tariffs and potential trade wars. It's that any individual action, the actions taken by the Trump administration or these retaliations by the EU, you can sort of maybe the impact is not that great. The issue is that you get into this dynamic where now China is going to react and retaliate, and then the U.S. has to retaliate to the retaliation. And at some point, the risk, economists say, is that it's a drag not just on these individual industries or companies, but on the economies as a whole.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin about some of the top state news of the week. Before we leave tariffs, Rob, cranberries, we are a key global cranberry producer. We hear stories in some years that there's a glut. Farmers are looking for global markets. How big a worry is this if there are retaliatory tariffs?
Yeah, no, cranberries are massive in Wisconsin. The U.S. ships more than 95 million pounds of cranberries per year just to Europe. That represents nearly 40% of what U.S. farmers grow. So the export market for cranberries, and also this is true for an awful lot of farmers. Exports are a huge, a necessary market. I read this in the story, and I loved it, or it surprised me, that in some past years, Wisconsin alone has accounted for more than half the world's supply of cranberries. So that is a big supply.
And finally, Rob, a story out of Neenah, it's getting a lot of attention. A husband and wife team invested in an outlet store franchise. Now they're suing the owner of the company, saying they were scammed. Set this up for us.
This story is absolutely wild, out of Appleton, from our reporter Maureen Wallenfang. So the store is called a club store outlet, and the idea is that they sell overstock supplies, furniture, sort of, used stuff that's not in perfect condition, but they sell it cheaply. And this couple, who had sold a dry cleaning business and were nearing retirement, they say that they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to open a franchise of this club store outlet, and what they got was actual garbage, not saleable merchandise at all.
Yeah, let's give a listen. Bruce and Cindy Schooley talking about what they received from this franchise.
The first four loads that they were supposed to set up for us were high-priced garbage.
Used trash cans that literally came in with trash in them. Used air conditioners that people have returned with rust and dirt in them. Used electrical equipment, speakers, things like that, where the power cords themselves were cut off.
And suits of armor, too, I think I read. So what happened next, Rob?
So all this stuff is in litigation. I mean, it's important to be a bit cautious.
Mm-hmm. Alleged.
Yeah, these are this couple's claims that's going to be heard in court. Our reporter did talk with the franchise owner, a guy from South Carolina named Tap Palmer. His claim is that, maybe they got some bad stuff, but that's just how it goes. You sort of throw away the stuff you can't sell, and you sell the rest of the shipment. So that's his side of it, is that their claims are overstated. But what they're saying is that he is not running a legitimate business. They're saying that his real business is to sort of bilk people into paying these giant franchise fees, and then he never intends to help them or allow them to run an actual store.
So we'll see what comes out of that in the courts. Rob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, with us to check in on some of the top news from around the state this week.